101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Sunshine and 32 degrees on our way to 58 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands at Emporia State, previewing an upcoming jazz concert and high school honors band concert. We've got activity next week. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. So before we start launching into our conversation about the upcoming concert next weekend, how are things going for so far this semester?
Oh, we're having a great semester. Students are doing awesome. Lots of good performances, and just kind of trying to make that home stretch till Thanksgiving break here.
Well, and we are down the home stretch, and you're finishing with a flurry here, Gary. What's up next week?
Well, two big events. We always kind of run these pretty close to each other. The first one is Thursday night, November 16th at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. And it is our second jazz concert for the semester, which we're calling A Night of Fire, and because it's going to seriously burn. And it's featuring our jazz ensembles 1 and 2 at that concert. And like all of our jazz concerts, there's something for every musical taste. Anything from, you know, hardcore swing, bebop. We got some Latin. We have funk. We got rock. We got soul. And both bands are just doing fantastic this year. And just said it should be a real, real fun concert for anybody who can make it.
Can you say what is what specifically, I sometimes have a hard time with that word, but what specifically we're going to hear coming up next Thursday?
Oh, well, again, there'll be pieces ranging anywhere from, like, Duke Ellington. We have a great arrangement of the Creole Love Call, which is kind of almost old New Orleans-style jazz. We have some, like, kind of really cool 50s jazz by Oliver Nelson, and that'll feature Don McConkie, our clarinet professor. And we have lots of real contemporary stuff by guys like L.A. composer Gordon Goodwin, New York composer Ryan Kaiser. And what we're trying to do is feature all our sections at one point or another. We have a really cool tune called Attack of the Killer Trombones, and we'll bring the trombones up front. We have a trumpet feature called The Brass Machine. Saxophones have a number of features. And like I said, it's just all a lot of high energy, real driving kind of stuff.
Hardcore swing, huh, Gary?
Yep, and everything. I mean, you know, rock, funk, soul, you name it, we're playing it. And then on the 18th is our, and I can't believe this, it's our 17th annual honors band. And that's at 4 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. And that's a free concert to the public. And basically what happens during that is we bring in some of the best high school musicians from all around. And this year we have 15 schools participating. Local schools include Emporia, Opie, Lebo, Osage City, Council Grove, Waverly, and there are more. I just don't want to forget anybody. And it's a really cool event. We make it free for the schools to participate. And kids will get in around 8 a.m. on Saturday. We'll rehearse all day. And then we have a 4 o'clock concert, which is, again, free to the public.
So how many high school musicians are you going to be dealing with, Gary?
It looks like probably over 100. So it's just a matter of getting them all on the stage. It always gets a little crowded.
Nice.
So you've got 100 musicians now. Do they have a chance to see this music kind of test it out before they come for the day, or is this the first time they see it when they show up?
Oh, no, no, no. I've been spending, like, all my 3 hours. I actually wrote a number of the pieces, and every year I always try to write one or two pieces that they can premiere. So I think it's really a good experience for students to actually work with a composer who writes music. So what I've been doing is we send out all the parts electronically to them in advance.
Okay.
And, that takes hours and hours if I could get all the parts assigned and then send different folders to schools and everything. So they've had it for about 2 weeks now.
Okay, but still you have to bring this all together
right, in
one day, huh?
Yep, and I mean, the kids are always awesome. They get in, they work really hard, they're super focused, and I'm always really proud of how the group does. And it's just a wonderful recruiting event for our music department because it they get to hear a performance by our jazz band, the marching band plays a short concert for them when they get back for lunch. And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, kids who love to play, who will keep playing at Emporia State. And we find one of the best things is to get them onto our campus and let them see what we do.
Absolutely. And the fact that you've got such a regional pull here, and really to a certain degree, you know, across the eastern half of Kansas for this, that says an awful lot right there by itself.
Yep, and I think we have a band coming down from Holton, Kansas. There's all kinds of different places that are represented. Eureka High School coming from the south. And we have a lot of bands that come back year after year after year.
Yeah, it's always a big day. A lot of kids, you know, in town and a lot of youngsters on campus, which is a good thing. So set the scene for us again next week. Give us that lineup, Gary.
So again, on November 16th at 7:30 p.m. is the Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2. That's in Albert Taylor Hall. Again, just lots of great charts. Guaranteed you come, you're going to like something. And then November 18th, 4 p.m., is our honors band with all our high school kids playing. And two really great concerts. And Saturday night, I'm taking the day off.
Well deserved.
You will need it, Gary. Hey, we appreciate it.
Well, hey, thank you guys for the time.
You bet.
And you guys have a great holiday.
All right.
You too.
Happy Veterans Day. Thanks for your service, too. Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State University. Two big shows next week, a jazz concert on Thursday, and then the High School Honors Band concert 4 p.m. on Saturday after the big day of getting them groomed for the event. Speaking of Albert Taylor Hall, don't forget the 35th Infantry Division Band. Kansas Army National Guard will be performing a free show tomorrow.
Yes.
From 2 until 3. Veterans Day, right there.
Yeah, going to be a really phenomenal weekend for music, and also with the Lazy Wayne Band, Cody Joe Hodges, that'll be playing at the Granada tomorrow night as well. And that rolls really into what our schedule looks like here on the Live and Local calendar, kvue.com/calendar here. There's newsmaker spots. They're all full for next week, and there actually is one claimed right now on the 20th. So our next open date's the 21st, and we anticipate with all the holiday activities that'll be taking place that the rest of that week's schedule is going to fill in pretty rapidly. So if you want it, call us, 620-342-1400. We'll work you in. We'll have Emporia Community Foundation administrators joining us Monday morning with Match Day taking place Tuesday.
Match Day coming up. KVOE Live and Local. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. Good morning. It's 7:33. Stay tuned. We'll have the weekend weather next.
Make a difference in the lives and communities of the Flint Hills of Kansas. The Emporia Community Foundation is seeking to hire an executive director, chief executive officer, to serve the diverse citizens of Emporia, Lyon County, and the six surrounding counties. The position serves as the spokesperson for the ECF and is responsible for the overall management of the foundation, including efficient grant-making procedures, the oversight of investment, fundraising, scholarships, and management.
match day. The position is performance-based. Candidates must have a bachelor's degree with a minimum of 5 years' experience in management. The salary range is $85,000 to $95,000 based on experience plus benefits. For a complete job description, go to the ECF website at EmporiaCF.org and look under the job openings tab. Resumes will be accepted through this November with the intention of hiring the first part of 2024. Mail resumes to the ECF Search Committee at P.O. Box 1084, Emporia, Kansas 66801, or email to ecfsearch@emporiacf.org.
At IHOP, anytime is breakfast time. Get IHOP's 2x2x2 for only $6.99. That's two eggs your way, two bacon strips or sausage links, and two world-famous fluffy buttermilk pancakes. Available all day Monday through Friday for just $6.99. And kids eat free from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day with purchase of an adult entree at regular price. IHOP, 2831 West 18th Avenue in Emporia. Put a smile on your plate at IHOP. Available for a limited time only.
Messiah Lutheran Church invites you to their 27th annual Harvest Home Festival and Benefit, Saturday, November 18th, inside the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 8 a.m. for you to enjoy a delicious biscuits and gravy breakfast and shop specialty booths including homemade noodles, pies, and the famous jelly cupboard, Christmas Corner, and an expanded candy booth. You can also check out a silent auction for some exciting items donated by our community. A portion of the proceeds from the Harvest Home Festival benefit the Emporia Senior Center, Friendship Meals, and the Orphan Grain Train. Don't miss the Harvest Home Festival and Benefit, Saturday, November 18th at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Sponsored by Messiah Lutheran Church, 1101 Neosho. Messiah Lutheran Church, growing God's family through worship and service. KVOE Live and Local 736, it is 33 degrees. Hey, did you know lenses at Brady Optical carry an unlimited two-year warranty from scratches from normal use? That's right. This means lenses can be replaced multiple times in a two-year period. Available only at Brady Optical, 628 Commercial. Brady Optical. It is 736, 34 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather. Brought to you this morning by the Blue Stem Insurance Group. For all of your home, farm, auto, and commercial insurance needs, call Joe at 342-4714. And by Hand in Hand Hospice, serving Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, and Osage Counties.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with your forecast heading into this Friday. A chilly start early this morning, but with plenty of sun, temperatures will warm up back up to seasonal highs for this time of year, 58 for the high. North wind shifting to the east at about